Hi, welcome to the Wellness Committee podcast. I am Carrie Warning. I'm a student here at NCC, and I will be interviewing Paul Gallo, our Director of Exercise Science and Wellness.
Hi, Carrie. It's a pleasure to be here today, and thank you for having this conversation with me.
Thank you, Paul. So can you tell me, what are the physical activity guidelines?
Sure. The 2018 Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans is actually our second edition, and they are a public health statement put forth by the Department of Health and Human Services that give general recommendations to our population as to how much exercise they should be accumulating on a day-to-day basis.
So what are the general recommendations for adults?
That's a great question, Carrie. For general adults, they are recommending moderate intensity aerobic exercise for 30 minutes a day for 5 days a week, which accumulates to about 150 minutes per week. If you want to ramp up that intensity a little bit, you can exercise at what's called vigorous intensities, and you don't have to go for as long each week. You would only have to do about 3 or 4 days at about 20 minutes of vigorous intensity, like fast running, something that would make you short of breath. Really important in the 2018 guidelines is that they're also recommending that adults engage in resistance training or weightlifting at least 2 different days of the week.
So that sounds great. Are there also recommendations for children, older adults, or persons with disabilities?
Sure. The Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans do have recommendations for children, adolescents, older adults, as well as many different disease populations or persons with disabilities. If you go to their document, there are different chapters that will focus on each of this. Now, by saying chapters, it's not multiple pages like a novel. It's quick references, and they also have a series of diagrams that are really nice. They're simple visual diagrams that one can refer to.
So, Paul, where would I find these recommendations?
You can simply Google 2018 physical activity recommendations. You can go to the Department of Health and Human Services website or check out our Norwalk Community College Wellness Center or Wellness Committee website.
So you said we could get either moderate or vigorous exercise. Which intensity is better and why?
One of the cool things about the 2018 guidelines is they're encouraging you to do what you love. So if you love walking 30 minutes a day, that's going to be considered your moderate intensity. If you and I were to go for a walk and we can communicate like we are right now while moving, that's called the talk test. And if we can talk to one another while walking, we're most likely at moderate intensity exercise. Those who enjoy faster pace activity, like maybe racket sports or jogging or running, that's more vigorous. You're probably going to become a little bit short of breath and have difficulty speaking to the person next to you as you're moving through this movement. Another really cool thing about these activity guidelines is if you don't have time to maybe complete your moderate or vigorous intensity exercise, anything counts. So they're saying even low-level physical activity, maybe 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, park your car further away, get up at work. I know we had a program here called Walk This Way. And as long as you're getting up and moving more throughout your day, it will add up, and the research shows can have really positive health impacts on individuals who just move a little bit more throughout the day. Ultimately, you probably want to progress to that vigorous intensity and never forget to lift your weights.
This all sounds great, Paul. So what resources do we have here at NCC for getting more physical activity and exercise?
We're so fortunate here at NCC, Carrie, because we have our Pitney Bowes Foundation Wellness Center, which is available to all faculty, staff, and students here at the college for free. All you need is your NCC ID and to fill out a quick new member packet once you arrive here at the center. The center is also run by a lot of our exercise science students who are being trained for exercise and exercise health promotion. The other resource we have is our wonderful wellness committee that has a workplace wellness program, and we run different incentivized activities like wellness walks and Walk This Way challenges and even Stand More, Sit Less. So we're always putting education out to our entire campus community to give them tips on how to move more, become more physically active, and enjoy their exercise. Again, I can't stress enough, you need to love what you do, and we want you to have fun and move the way you want and enjoying it.
That sounds very exciting. Thank you so much, Paul. Thanks for sharing all of that today.
Thanks, Carrie. It's a pleasure.